Eat what you store and store what you need to ensure your food supply is nutritionally good and tasty when you need it. We're rotating our supply next on Western Life Radio.
When carrying a firearm, always treat it as if it were loaded. Always keep your finger off the trigger until your sights are on target and you're ready to fire. Never let your muzzle point at anything you're not willing to destroy. And always be sure of your target, its environment, and any other safety hazards. This announcement's been brought to you by TaylorGunsmithing.com.
Hey, let's hit the lake. Put on your life jackets and let's go.
But Mom, when will I be old enough so I won't drown and I don't have to wear my life jacket? Will I be invincible just like you?
Sweetie, I'm not invincible. I need my life jacket too. Anyone can drown, no matter how old they are.
Accidents do happen. Protect yourself and set an example. Wear the proper safety gear when you're on the water. Please remember, nobody is invincible.
Rotate your food supply to ensure maximum enjoyment. Scott Stallings with PrepperCon tells us why we should not tuck it away and forget it.
If you buy a year's supply of food, that's great, but you should be eating some of it as you go and replenishing it. Not just because it's there, but you want it to be stuff that you eat normally. And you should have about a 3-month supply of pantry items at any given time. And then if you can go past that, that's even better. You know, get yourself to a year. Get yourself even longer. I mean, say you did buy bento wheat a while ago, and you open it up and you're like, oh, this doesn't look so good, or I don't know if I want to use it, it's questionable, let's just go get some more. Well, if you've got rabbits, or if you've got chickens, or if you've got something else, you can take that wheat and you can sprout it, and it's a great source of protein and nutrition for your animal. For them, it's still perfectly edible. It's all stuff you should be rotating, you should be eating. I mean, don't waste all your money on all the stuff that you don't normally eat. I think that's the biggest thing I can tell people is, if it's not something you use in your normal life, whether it's food or tools or anything else, if it's not something you're continually using, it's not worth having. This happens all the time in Utah. Oh, I've got my year's supply of food. I'm great. Oh, well, what kind of food do you have? Oh, we've got wheat. Oh, perfect. I love wheat. Well, how do you like to prepare your wheat? We don't. Why? I'm just like, wait, what? You don't prepare wheat, but you've got tons and tons of the stored. How is your diet going to affect you when you change to wheat and you don't eat wheat now? Don't store something that doesn't work for you. I'm like, well, you don't need all that then.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.